Using powerful microscopes and imaging devices, Amina Kutub can observe brain cells in a glass container and the connections they make with each other.
We're looking at how neuroprogenitors, which are cells which we can regenerate in the brain, form active neural networks.
Brain cells connect with each other through both chemical and electrical signals, and they utilize a variety of proteins to stimulate growth. Kutub's team of Rice University scientists and technicians combine such fields as biology, electrical engineering, and nanotechnology to unravel the mysteries of how this works.
Any one cell here is influenced by all of its neighbors and the environment. So we're teasing out how that one cell, as it becomes an electrically active neuron, is affected by the community of cells.
In the laboratory, there's a piece of abstract art which is composed of images of neuron networks showing their vast complexity.
They form very elaborate and beautiful networks, and the different network structures relate to what they do, their function. And what we're trying to do is figure out what are the chemical signals that lead to a particular structure, and in turn, how does that structure relate to the electrical signals you get when you have active neurons.
The Rice research is supported in part by President Barack Obama's $300 million Brain Initiative, which is modeled after the Human Genome Project.
This initiative allows that type of, in some ways, exploratory research. It's basic science, but it opens up huge doors to better understanding the brain.
Like many other people around the world, Amina Kutub has seen how a stroke or a disease like Alzheimer's can disrupt brain function. So she hopes this research will one day provide better treatment.
We're understanding the mechanism of how these cells can grow back. And with it, we can identify better drugs and better targets from the basic science work.
For now, the research team is focused on developing a dynamic computer model that can help them analyze interactions in the world's most complex mechanism. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.